get two sermons for the price of one today. A brief reflection on that gospel story based on some material from the Ecumenical Worship Resource Roots some time ago now. We've got two stories there intertwined in a way which Mark does several times in his gospel. Stories about suffering. And this time we hear the details of the individuals concerned and God's response in the person of Jesus. The contrasting and conflicting situations of those people concerned can throw up, I think, questions about how we treat people and about how we use our resources, whether they be in church or as a society. And so I'll focus on that rather than on the details of the story. Jesus is on his way to help Jairus' young daughter when an older, sick woman interrupts him. So we might ask, is the need of someone young more pressing than that of an older person? An important question today, as we have more and more older people using the NHS, needing resources. And when we think of what happened with the COVID virus, older people were given priority for vaccination, but in the early days, care home residents were sent from hospitals to clear beds for other people, causing spread of the virus in care homes and many, many unnecessary deaths. Whose needs have priority? A related one, perhaps, is the need of a dying girl with an acute illness more important than the need of someone with a chronic illness, a woman who has been ill for 12 years? Again, we can turn it to our own situation about healthcare with limited resources. Who do we focus on? Where do we focus the resources? How do we set priorities? Or do we see health priorities in healthcare as wrong? And if so, how do we provide all the resources for everyone? And then we notice that Jairus is an important man in his community. The woman is someone who would be seen as unclean on the margins of society. Is the need of an important person more significant than someone who is socially outcast? In today's world, we know that wealthy individuals, that multinational businesses, naming no names, are able to pay for advice to help them keep, shield their wealth from the taxman. Those of us who are more educated find it easier to access services and to obtain what we need. Those in most need are at the most disadvantage in accessing benefits and the things that they need. True in our society, but particularly true perhaps for the poor throughout the world. They are the ones who suffer most in a crisis. Obviously true for the COVID situation, but true so often when crisis happens. The needs of the more important, the needs of the more organised, should I say, as opposed to those who are on the margins. Jairus accosts Jesus very publicly, stopping him, falling on his knees and begging him repeatedly, as any parent would, concerned for their child. He's a very persistent, he's very upfront. The woman wanting healing for herself, and perhaps afraid of the reaction of the crowd to her, is much more circumspect, just touches Jesus' garment. So another question. Is the person who makes a bold approach more worthy of response than the one who does things more quietly? Sometimes we take more notice of the person who makes the most fuss, the most noise. You probably realise that I've been spending quite a bit of time in the evenings watching the football. And if there's quite a, when something happens, if there's a free kick or a foul, you know, the players will surround the referee and complain. How does he manage to deal with that, to actually be fair? Are the people who make the bold approach more listened to than the ones who do things quietly? And these days, when younger people in particular are being encouraged through social media to be more extrovert, to live their lives in public, as it were, on view to others, we all need to be careful, I think, that the quieter, the more introverted person doesn't get lost, and that their voice is also heard. So a number of questions which arise out of that story, but very pertinent to our own society and our own world. Does the story give us any pointers to answer our questions? So I say so often there are not answers, but I think there are pointers in this story. And one particular one, that Jesus attends carefully to each person and their real needs. Both are important, all of them are important. He encourages the woman who wants to stay anonymous. He seeks her out. He gives her his time. Jairus, who must have been used to getting what he wanted, is forced to wait. But when Jesus does attend to the girl, he takes time with her. And she too is healed and dealt with in the way that is suitable. Give her something to eat, says Jesus. She's been ill. She'll need something to build her up. It seems to me that in so many of these very thorny issues which face us, this is a truth that we must remind ourselves, and which we as Christian people need to remind those around us. That Christ shows us by his example that each person, old and young, rich and poor, important and those on the margins, each one is unique in the sight of God, and therefore of worth. It can sound simplistic, but surely it's fundamental to our understanding of God's care. So that when we address these issues of who matters and how much, that principle should underlie our thinking. So just a short prayer.